You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And welcome to the So Very Wrong About Games Transition Summer Spectacular, where I've decided to talk about some stuff while Mark is doing his trek across our grand country of Canada. So we're going to talk about some games that I played this week. We're going to talk about some news that I normally wouldn't talk about in the podcast because it's not that interesting, but interesting enough that I want to talk to you about it. And then we're going to talk about a topic, which is going to be, can games actually be bad? So first of all, games that I played this week. Played some Shards of Infinity in real life as opposed to the app that is on the computer. It is solidifying itself as one of my favorite deck builders of all time just because of its flexibility. You know, it already has the transitioning money system, the cards that you can buy right off the tableau and not have to put them into your deck. All of these things add up to be a fantastic deck builder. The fact that there's different factions you can sort of concentrate on. Just love Shards of Infinity. Also played some more Spire's End. And I want to go back to Spire's End. I'm going to play it some more. But it's doing something that is a little egregious that I'm not liking. The fact that it poses these questions. So what Spire's End is sort of like a deck story game where you play these characters and you get to roll some dice with abilities, but the deck brings you through a story, like a choose your own adventure. And on that note, it'll give you a bunch of options and you have no idea where these options are going to take you. And some might give you nothing, some might give you something, but even the ones that will give you what you need after you've just happened to choose the right thing where you have no context on whether you're choosing the right thing or not, then after that, it makes you take a random die roll to see whether or not, once again, you pick the random choice. Now you get a random die roll. Now do you get the item that you actually need that's going to help you? So I think just that double layer of randomness is slowly eating away and making this game not as interesting as it can be. But on that note, they have a Kickstarter up right now. I think it's called Helga's Journey. It's more of the same fantastic art. It looks as though they're messing around with the systems a little bit. It looks like there's this interesting fishing system and other stuff. So I'm hoping that they're going to take away some of this, you know, double-layered randomness. We shall see. Another game we played was Lords of Hellas just before Mark left. We got to play a big game of Lords of Hellas. And what was great about this is that almost every player was on the threshold of winning. Complete an entire monument on my next turn. Had Mark not, I don't want to say swooped in, it's not as though he did it out of nowhere, because there was no way for us to stop him from killing the last monster. There would have been a way had there only one monster come up, but unfortunately there was two monsters and there was no way I could keep him from both, never mind a chance at keeping him from one. We had Huey that was about to have all of the temples and Dewey that was about to control two whole land masses. And the fact that it was all, you know, cascading at the very last turn made it just a really good game. Always have a great time playing Lords of Hellas. Great miniatures. You're building these giant monuments. And like I just talked about, there's so many ways you can win. So you can change up the way you play every time. There's this terrible, you know, brake pump during the games where you have to stop and either do fights or stop and, you know, have these combats with monsters or stuff like that. But other mechanisms are so well. They're going to have another Kickstarter as well coming up where they're going to have like a sister game. So I'm hoping they're going to address some of these problems. So we'll see how that goes. Also revisited Carnegie. It's a Kickstarter that's supposed to be fulfilling later this year. It's on Board Game Arena. I was worried that I'd sort of played it out on Board Game Arena and that when the Kickstarter arrived, I, you know, would be tired of it already. But no, it comes with so much in the box, so many different ways to play it, so many different avenues. You have these different buildings that will allow you to... It's very hard to explain Carnegie because you're putting meeples out on the map that you're going to pull back later to get your income, and you sort of have to make sure you spread them out because, you know, they're the different quadrants of the map. When someone takes an action, just it's only going to score a certain quadrant, and if you don't have guys out on missions there, then you're not going to get any income. So you sort of have to figure out what actions people are going to take and make sure you've populated that area and all sorts of different ways to get victory points. Check it out, Carnegie. It should be something that will go to retail. We shall see. Now on to the news and why it really doesn't matter. So, well, we're here at Swag HQ, and I'm going to ask the crew how they feel about Mark's sudden disappearance.
Why are you here? We're not playing today.
We're doing that recording thing, remember? I was talking about? I sent you the email.
How did you get my email? I told you not to contact me directly.
Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry. All right. We're doing that thing, you know, because Mark left, and I wanted to ask you how you felt, you know, about Mark leaving and
what... Mark? You mean that guy that shows up with you? Where did he go? On vacation or something?
Okay, never mind. Forget it. Is Huey here?
Huey? Oh, these are those stupid nicknames I told you not to call me that on your little stupid show. Jimbo? Jimbo hasn't left his room in days.
Jimbo? Jimbo, are you in here? Why is it all dark in here?
I'm playing Spirit Island with Mark.
Jimbo, Mark's not...
Bonjour, je m'appelle Mark.
Jimbo, that's a sock puppet.
Next, we're going to play Street Masters.
I'm playing Grill. Grill's cool.
Okay, I'm out. Well, there you have it. Those are the deep-seated feelings here at Swag Headquarters and how we're all dealing with Mark's disappearance. So, we've played Dune a couple times here on the podcast. We weren't overly enthralled with it because it, you know, supposedly was a deck builder, but not so much. But now they're going to have an expansion. So I'm hoping this, you know, infusion of more cards will make it a little more interesting than it is right now. We shall see. So a new expansion for Dune, the card/board game. Now, I talked a couple episodes ago, or maybe the last episode, about how Gray Fox dropped the ball with Force Science, but Stronghold gave them a nudge and said, here, hold my beer, I'll show you how you really drop a ball on a launch of a game. So Terraforming Mars Ares Expedition has so many issues with its launch. Like, one, I've already said, the fact that they use the Terraforming Mars name in the title. And one, that's just confusing to people. And two, it's falling into the problem where it's constantly being directly compared to Terraforming Mars. And it's just a completely different game. And so it's not a fair comparison. I shouldn't say it because I haven't played it yet, just from what I've read, the rule book and watched playthroughs and other reviews. And it's just not a fair comparison. It's like, well, this doesn't have what they don't need to be compared. And the fact that they called them the same is the fault of why it's being compared so directly. And the fact that they, instead of waiting for the backers to get their games, they let it go out into Target. So thousands of people have the game before any of the backers. Lots of controversy, lots of things going back and forth with Terraforming Mars, Ares Expedition. Looking forward to playing it. We should be allowed to go over to the States soon. So if we don't get it in the local gaming store, I can head over to Target and pick that up and we'll give it a try. Next up, I think we've talked about it before, On Mars. A lot of people like On Mars. Ian O'Toole's art is fantastic. It is also getting an expansion and coming back up on Kickstarter. I don't want to say this is one of those, here's an expansion, so we put the game back up on Kickstarter. But expansion does not look too large, but there you go. So if you don't have your copy of On Mars, now you can get the Kickstarter for the expansion and get the base game. Machikoro 2. So Machikoro is sort of a tableau building. You're rolling two dice and you're sort of like space, Monte Carlo, all the same sort of idea. You roll the dice, Catan, same sort of feel. Roll the dice, score the cards that come up, sort of build your tableau based on, you know, what dice you think are going to come up. So Monte Carlo 2, whole new game. Hope and Fuse. I've never owned a Monte Carlo. I remember the few times that I played it. I enjoyed it. Nice, light gateway. Interesting little game. Number 2 will be out soon. And lastly, we have a large-scale cooperative fantasy game called The Artisans of Splendid Vale, which is going to be released in the second quarter of 2022. This is coming out by Renegade. You can check this out on Board Game Geek. The artwork is right up my alley. I'm hoping that the game will be on par of the art. We shall see. And that is all of the news that I have and why it doesn't matter. So now on to my topic, which is going to be, can a game be bad? So this is sort of inspired by a video on YouTube that I watched that's put out by Board Game Co., where I think the title was Whether or Not Good Reviews Can Be Bought. So I'm not going to be talking about that video nor commenting on it, or this is not what this title is about, but it came up in the comments, and I remember a bunch of other comments that I had before about negative reviews and the fact that no game is, you know, really bad. So, you know, how, you know, what's the point of negative reviews type thing? It's all about opinion. And I'm just here to say that those comments are stupid and those people are dumb. Because now, if your game is a entity in a vacuum, sure, you cannot say that that is a bad game, but that's not the case because, you know, we here live in reality where games have 1,000 games to be compared to, tens of thousand games to be compared to, and hours of, sorry, years of gaming experiences to be compared to. Like, even if it has a subgenre, like teen vampire deck builder that's a roll and write with a skirmish element, you will still find probably 7 games that you can compare that to. So we have here on the podcast have stated multiple times that even though we think a game is bad, it can still be fun for many reasons and still be worth playing. Because a bad game and a game that is fun or enjoyable are two complete, just because the game has a bunch of bad elements in it that tip it, you know, that sort of stack up and tip the scale into it being considered a bad game by us, doesn't mean that it's not worth some merit and having, you know, fun to play. Now, we've talked about this before. Games that are bad that we enjoy playing. So I'm not going to go start, you know, listing off all the different games. This is just to say that in overall arcing thing, saying games can't be bad because they can be. We have a library of games and years of experience that people can compare them to and therefore come to the conclusion that, guess what? Someone has already designed a game like yours and it's better. So get good. That wraps it up for me, Michael Walker. We'll see you next time here on So Very Wrong About Games. I would like to thank FOS for our intro and outro song. You can find us on Patreon. You can find us on Twitter and Twitch and our board game guild, guild number 3236. We're also on Facebook, all over the medias, all over with the, you know, the young kids and their click-clacks.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.